need some, oh, wow, hi. Hi, we're gonna do a story, and I might need some help from the kids. So if you guys are paying attention, that would be really, really great. So we have some pictures up there that are gonna help us. All right, now, this is a picture that is not about Easter. This is a picture about Christmas. So this is a story a little bit about Christmas. And who was born on Christmas? Who can tell me who? Just remember, this is not school. Jesus was born on Christmas. All right. Now, Jesus was born on Christmas. Christmas was the day that God, the one who made all of the planets, the one who made the world, the one who made every person who's ever lived and ever breathed, Christmas was the day that he came to become one of us. He came because we were in trouble. He came because people were lonely and sad and afraid, and some were sick, and everyone was dying. People always ended up dying at the end of their life, and also everybody disobeyed God. And so nobody could fix this problem, so God came himself. He became one of us, and his name was what again?
Jesus.
His name was Jesus. So he came so that so what would happen to him would count for people who believed in him and loved him, people who trusted him and loved him. So whatever was going to happen to Jesus would count for people who trusted him and loved him, all right? Now, Jesus, when he grew up, he started teaching people. You can flip the slide there. When Jesus grew up, he started teaching people, and lots of people started to listen to him. Jesus was teaching people all about God. Jesus talked about God, how God was the great king, and he talked about how people would follow him as a great king, and how God loved the people, and how they were supposed to trust him and obey him. Jesus did all kinds of crazy things, too. Jesus did impossible things. Like Jesus raised people from the dead. Jesus cured sicknesses that nobody could cure. Jesus talked to the water, and it listened to him. And this summer, we're going to have Cirque du Soleil, that unique thing, that's VBS. You can learn all about some of the crazy things that Jesus did, the things that made Jesus so special. So you can come to hear about that. So Jesus came and he taught people all about things about God. And he also taught them something that they didn't really like. Because people thought Jesus is great, and they believed that what would happen to Jesus would count for them. So they wanted great things to happen to Jesus, right? Because if it happened to Jesus, it would count for them, right? But Jesus said, "Hey, I'm going to die. I'm going to get a punishment. I'm going to die. But then I'm going to rise again from the dead." Now, people didn't like this because they didn't believe Jesus could rise from the dead. And they knew that what happened to Jesus would count for. So they didn't want this to happen. Now, one night, Jesus knew, you can flip the slide. One night, Jesus knew it was time for this plan to happen. This plan for him to get a punishment that he didn't deserve and die. And he knew he wasn't going to get his own punishment, because did Jesus deserve a punishment? No, Jesus was perfect. So he knew he was going to get the punishment for many, many, many people. So Jesus was actually very sad, and he was quite afraid. So he was quite afraid, and he knew that it was what we needed. So he loved us, so he agreed to do it. And then, right after that, after Jesus was praying to his dad about this, Jesus was captured. The rulers sent soldiers to capture Jesus. They thought that Jesus did bad things, and they thought Jesus was so bad that he deserved a punishment. But did Jesus deserve a punishment?
Yeah.
No, Jesus was perfect. And they captured him, and Jesus had amazing power, but Jesus didn't fight back. He didn't stop them. And he didn't stop them because he wanted to take our punishment, because he loved us, because he knew that what would happen to him would count for people who trusted him and loved him. So the rulers decided that Jesus deserved to be punished by hurting him and making him die. They thought Jesus was so terrible that Jesus should get a terrible punishment. So they hurt him, and they hung him on a wooden cross. You can flip the slide. They hung him on a wooden cross. And when Jesus was on the cross, when he was hanging up there, they made fun of him. They made fun of Jesus. And the people were saying, "Oh, God must really hate Jesus." That they said that Jesus must really deserve this punishment that he's getting. You can flip the slide. So some really weird things happened while Jesus was on the cross. And it showed that God was really paying attention to what was going on. It actually seemed that God was sort of involved in what was happening. The sky turned weird colors, like almost like heaven was getting a bruise. And then it turned completely black for 3 hours. and the earth began to shake like crazy. And even people who had been dead for a while became alive again. So kids whose dads had been dead for, they got their dads back. And parents, moms and dads whose kids had died, they got their kids back. So some people said, obviously God hates this guy. Obviously God hates Jesus. But then some people saw it and said, obviously Jesus wasn't getting his own punishment. Obviously this guy was God's son. And his friends and the people who followed him and trusted in him were very sad because they were hoping good things would happen to Jesus. Because they knew that what happened to Jesus would count for them, so they were hoping no bad things would happen to Jesus. How could Jesus dying be a good thing for them? How could Jesus getting a punishment be a good thing for them? You can flip the slide. So when the soldiers were sure that Jesus was dead, they took him down from the cross and they put him in a grave and they rolled a huge stone in front of the grave. His friends were very sad and his friends were very scared because it looked like Jesus got the punishment that he deserved. And it looked like Jesus couldn't beat death. And it looked like they were wrong for trusting in Jesus. It looked like they were wrong for hoping that they would get what Jesus deserved. On the third day, you can flip the slide. On the third day since Jesus had died, after Jesus had been dead for 3 days, some of the ladies who trusted in him came, and they came to put good-smelling stuff on his dead body. And they were very sad still. But when they got to the grave, the stone was already moved, and Jesus' body wasn't in there anymore. And then an angel came to talk to them. They were terrified of the angel. But the angel said, don't be afraid. You should be happy because Jesus was alive again. And they could be happy because Jesus beat death. And that's really good news because what happened to Jesus counted for them. Absolutely. And that meant that death had been defeated for them. It meant that Jesus was alive again so they could keep enjoying being Jesus' friends forever. Then Jesus showed up, and at first Mary, his friend Mary, didn't recognize him, but then he said her name, and she was so excited, and Jesus said, go tell the rest of the people who trusted in me and loved me. Go tell them the good news. So Mary ran, and she skipped very happily with the good news that Jesus had risen and that Jesus had defeated death. She was really happy because Jesus rose from the dead. Finally, death had been defeated. Nobody else could ever defeat death. But Jesus had finally defeated death. So she told Jesus' friends, but they didn't believe her. They thought it was too good to be true. They really hoped it was true. So they ran to the grave, and they couldn't find Jesus either. But Jesus wasn't there, so they went back to their house, and they hid because they were afraid of the people who killed Jesus. But when they were hiding, Jesus joined them. And it didn't even matter that the door was locked. He came in anyways. And they were amazed. And they were afraid because they thought, maybe it's a ghost. It looked like Jesus. But they remembered seeing Jesus die, and people don't rise from the dead. But there's no such thing as ghosts. And Jesus showed them that it was really him, a real person, by eating food with him. Can a ghost eat food? There's no such thing as ghosts. So then they really believed him. He said, touch my hands. You could see it's really me. Look, this is where they nailed me to the cross. And then they finally believed. Jesus met with many more of the people who loved and trusted him many more times. He taught them how it was really good news that he died because he did get a punishment, but not the one he deserved because he was perfect. He actually got the one that the people who trusted in him deserved. So God gave Jesus the punishment that the people who believed in him deserved. You can flip the slide. Those people were even happier now than before Jesus died. They realized it was great that what Jesus did counted for them. It was great that even the bad things that happened to Jesus counted for them, because since Jesus already got their punishment, when they meet the Lord, are they going to get a punishment? Jesus already got their punishment. And when they die, are they going to stay dead? No. Because Jesus already beat death for them. And they were actually going to get a prize for Jesus' goodness because Jesus got the punishment for their badness. They learned all about how bad the badness was that they had that Jesus took, and they learned all about how good the goodness is that Jesus gave to them. and they learned about what it would look like to trust in him. What does it look like to follow him and love him? And then it was time for Jesus to go back to heaven. And there you see a picture of them looking as Jesus is going to heaven. But before he did, he said, tell the whole world the good news of what I did. Because if anyone from any place on earth, from any family, no matter any bad thing that they've done, if anybody trusts and loves him, that person won't get what they deserve. That person won't get what they could do. They will get what Jesus deserves. And they will get what Jesus did. Because, of course, Jesus already got the badness that they deserve when he was on that cross. And they watched as he went up into heaven. And they told many people everywhere the story of the good news of Easter. And many, many people believed from every part of the world, from many, many different families, from many, many different languages. And as soon as those people believed in Jesus and loved in him, all that Jesus did, all that happened to Jesus, taking their punishment, defeating death, all of that counted for them as soon as they trusted and loved Jesus. The amazing news of Easter is that Jesus got what we deserve so that we could share in what Jesus deserves, and that God would change our hearts to be like Jesus. God proved that it would be good to get what Jesus deserves by raising Jesus from the dead. The Bible says this: Jesus didn't have any sin, but God made him to become sin for us so we can be made right with God, because, not because of what we've done, but because of what who did? Absolutely. Now, if you've already put your trust in Jesus and chosen to love and obey him, Easter is a really good reminder of what he did that you'll get to enjoy. It should make your happiness even bigger. But if you haven't put your trust in Jesus and chosen to love and obey him, Easter tells you that it would be very important that you do that, that you trust in Jesus and love him, because then you won't get what you deserve. You'll get what Jesus deserves. And imagine what Jesus, a perfect, perfect person, deserves. That would be really good to get. We're going to sing some more songs about what Jesus did and that Jesus defeated death and how Jesus died for us. So why don't you stand up, and we're going to sing some more songs about that.